Welcome to the Highway Porch Interview Show.
Just to get some context behind this episode and where it's going, me and Nick were sitting on my porch the other day and we thought, what makes a good porch and a bad porch a bad one? And I wanted to know, what can I do to my porch to make it the best on my block?
We interviewed these porch enthusiasts to find out their ideas of their best porches and what you can have on them.
Our porch enthusiasts are less professional than you think, but I think we have some pretty good content, and I think you'll get a good laugh out of it. So I'll meet you at the next clip, guys.
We're currently on the highway with a porch enthusiast himself, John Doe. How you doing today, John Doe?
Oh, I'm doing good. We just stopped and seen some real nice porches on the way here.
Yes, we did. So, the first question we'd like to ask is, what's your favorite porch to see? Like, what features are what you look for in a good porch?
Well, I like a open designed porch with a good light and some nice furniture to watch other porches.
It's not too bad. It sounds like a pretty relaxing lifestyle. So, me and Nick, we sit on this show, We sit on plenty of chairs. If you had to combine a porch with any chair, what would your combo be? Like a swing,
chair?
A rocking chair? Like, what would you choose?
Well, on my personal porch, I have a Lazy Boy recliner sitting next to my hammock that I hang from my porch pillars. See, in the winter, my Lazy Boy is heated and massaging, so I can use my porch year-round.
So you say you use your porch year-round, right? So does that mean it's closed off? Do you have a netting around it, or is it heated? Or how do you spend time on the porch like a day today where it was 30 degrees and just chilled to the bone?
Well, you see, my porch is an open porch, but I do have heaters in every chair and a little fan blower that blows hot air from above, and you stay nice and toasty. I sit out there in my skibbies all the time.
Does not sound too bad to me. How about you, Nick?
If you had to give your porch a rating from 1 to 10, what would you rate your porch?
I'd give my porch a 9.5.
Cut this part away.
Cut it. Welcome back from the short commercial break. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Zachary.Fitness, for all of the help and all the contributions you've made to this channel. So, back to what we were talking about on the last segment. You said your porch was a 9.5 out of 10. So, I'd like to know, what makes a porch a 10, and what would you say makes a porch a 1?
So, to make my porch a 10 out of 10 instead of a 9.5, I would add statues of like chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees.
We'll leave it at that. We don't need.
All right, we don't want to know anymore. I'm gonna pass the mic over to Nick here. Our highway talk's about over. We're getting on an overpass, so we're gonna have to cut this and continue here not too long from now.
All right, one question from me. If you had to rate your porch from anyone else's porch, what would you say theirs has and yours doesn't, or vice versa?
So you see, I'm very proud of my porch, and I don't like when people have small porches. It's just not right, and it's against.
Do you know anyone with a small porch?
Yes, Tori Stark has a small porch.
Who's that?
He's my buddy from New England. Yeah.
New England, eh?
Other than that, I see some nice porches in the valley, but some porches are just not nice, and I don't like when they leave skeletons on them for 10 years.
So, pretty good points being made right now. And I think the one takeaway I want to bring to this part of the segment, since we're rating the porches, some people call their porch a porch when it's not really a porch. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people would say a concrete slab outside their door is a porch. So do you think...
You're really getting me worked up over here. I hate that.
So, do you think, in your opinion, does a porch have to be raised and wooden, or can it be a concrete slab?
So a porch can be concrete, but not just a concrete slab. I prefer a wooden porch that is about 37.5 inches off the ground.
Is that regulation?
Not quite, but it's pretty close to the normal porch, and it makes nice stairways getting to the top of the porch.
Oh, so you're a symmetry guy when you're looking at porches.
You don't want too many stairs when you're walking up a porch.
So you're not an abstract architecture based off porches.
It depends.
Mm-hmm. On what?
But depending on the size of the porch, it can't have too many stairs. And so if it's a small porch, it should have small amount of stairs. But a big porch can have more because it's more room.
That's a pretty good point. We're going to head to our sponsor one more time before the podcast is over. So we're going to send you there right now.
Zachary, that fitness! One more rep!
Go to your local gym today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tori and Nick's Highway Porch Interview Show. You must have enjoyed our last episode, or else you want to be back today. Tori, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Nick. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, and I'm ready to talk porches once again. Today, we have Josh Arnold here to tell us about his personal porch and what he thinks of his.
My porch is kind of small, but we have a swing on it, that's very comfortable. It's wooden, handmade. We have some flowers and a flower bed around it. It's very, overall, very good porch. We have a doorbell on the door. It goes right into the porch, or the porch goes into the door. It has an overhead thing, so you can sit out there in the rain and watch the beautiful rain fall from the sky on a rainy day. You have a great view from it. I also have a back porch.
One eternity later.
It's pretty dang big. You can sit back and watch all the cows.
Right, now that we have interviewed our two porch enthusiasts for the podcast, we'll now be entering the last segment of the episode, where me and Tori will be interviewing students of Sarah High School, asking if porches are a necessity for a home. Stay tuned.
All right, we're here with a teacher, faculty, and staff, Mr. Hakes. So, Mr. Hakes, do you think a porch is a necessity for a house?
No.
Why not?
Because there's houses without porches.
But are they poor people houses?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, you heard it here. All right, we are here with Andrew. What grade are you in, Andrew? Ninth grade. He's in ninth grade. Do you think a porch is a necessity for a house? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Why? What makes a porch so important?
Because you wouldn't be able to leave the building.
All right, you heard it. You can't leave a building without a porch, guys.
All right, we're here with my sister, Olivia. Olivia, one question for you.
What?
Do you think a porch is a necessity for a house?
A porch?
A porch. Front, back, side?
Sure.
Why do you think sure?
Because you can put porch stuff out there, and they make porch stuff for a reason.
They make porch stuff for a reason.